Hello again, Mike O'Connor, another Geezer Cast. It's getting on late fall, and just a few minutes ago, Cliff, the guy that rents our cropland from us, drove up the hill with his combine and his semi-truck, so we might get some sound effects on the way during this Geezer Cast if he comes back down. And I've been to Florida and back. I just went to a conference called Targeted Traffic, which is where domain name people like me hang out. And it was a pretty neat gang and a neat experience. It got me to thinking about sales and selling and stuff like that. You know, it is interesting in a new group of businesses like these are. It's interesting to see how primitive their sales techniques are. It's really quite the contrast. By contrast, a couple of weeks ago, I wrapped up a software selection for a client of mine where we were doing we did the whole shebang. We did a needs assessment, and we did a RFP, a request for proposal, and then we got them all back and negotiated a deal. And the contrast in the selling is just unbelievable. You know, in the case of the software deal, that's a professional sales guy that's working in a professional sales organization. And that's kind of what I'm used to. I'm sort of used to people, being right on top of stuff and calling me right back when I've got a question and negotiating. You know, there's sort of professional negotiating, and then there's non-professional negotiating. Professional negotiators have sort of this secret code that we speak. Things like best alternative to a negotiated solution, which is sort of the, okay, you've made me mad, there's no way that I'm going to do a deal with you, so I'm going to go off and do this other thing. And that's a card that you play, sort of when you're down to the final strokes of the negotiation, you're trying to get that last little bit. And it's usually a clue that you're pretty close to the end. It's fun. It's kind of a structured dance, I guess. I've done a bunch of them over the years. And, it's nice to be sold to by a professional guy like this guy that I worked with. He never lost his temper. He was forever polite. Had amazing follow-through. It was just a joy to behold, and we had a great negotiation. And by contrast, and I think it's because these businesses are all so new, in the domain name space, there's a bunch of businesses that sell to domainers. They sell stuff like those ads that show up on parked pages and domain brokerage services and hosting and development and all that kind of stuff. And since this whole thing is only at most 10 years old, and really most of these businesses are less than 5 years old, they haven't matured enough yet to really be able to sell professionally. So I sprinkled a bunch of business cards around at the conference and had little conversations with people and, sat back in the following week figuring I'd get an email or a call or something. And silence. And then when I would reach out to these folks, because in some cases I really wanted to pursue what they had to talk about, very often no return email, no return phone call, which is just like quite startling. When you're in this sort of selling environment, because I really do think that it's safe to say that you don't get to sell anything if you don't call the people back. Another really interesting thing is that in professional sales management, it's just like managing anything else. It's there are metrics, there's a pipeline, in a nutshell, what the sales process is about is sort of, imagine sort of a funnel. This is the way people usually describe it. At the top, widest part of the funnel, there are suspects, people who, might be interested in what you got to sell, but you have to educate them, you have to get out there in magazine articles and in the media and at least let them know that you're out there and that you have a solution for them. And then a more interested person is a prospect. This is a smaller group of people than suspects. And really, it's the role of a marketing function to weed out the suspects and the prospects and deliver prospects to a sales team. Usually the sales process sort of starts after marketing has gone out and done advertising and so on. And hopefully, if the marketing is really good, they'll deliver to the sales team a fairly high proportion of qualified prospects. And qualified prospects are people who are not only interested in your stuff, but are also going to be able to buy it. They have the money, they have the need, the timing is right. You know, there's nothing more frustrating to a salesperson than being delivered a prospect who either can't afford your stuff or isn't interested in it right now, even though they may be someday, because the salesperson then wastes their time on them. It's then the salesperson's job to move them from qualified prospect to a deal. And this process of watching prospects mature into deals is called the sales pipeline. And, there's like all kinds of pretty routine stuff that you do. You know, you put them in a list, you assign how probable they are, you tell your sales boss how far down the pipeline they are, you estimate when you think they're going to close, all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that I've realized is that some of my fancy domains, especially some of the super generic ones, it might be a good idea to sell one or two. And of course, there are lots of people in this domainer crowd that would love to sell my domains for me. So I pinged one of them, said, okay, let's do it. And they said, okay. And that was all they said. And I said, well, what about a sales plan? What about marketing materials? So who are you going to sell to? Who are your suspects going to be? And then how are you going to weed out the prospects from the suspects? And how am I going to know if you're making enough phone calls or writing enough emails or getting back to people in time? You know, tell me about how you're going to do this. And it just totally flummoxed them. It was really funny. It was like I was an alien from another planet, you know. And I was going, man, that's peculiar. So I went back to their website and, just sort of checked it out. And they pride themselves on having had some of the really big domain name sales. And it turns out some of them were back in the late 90s when the market was quite different. So those don't really count. And it also turns out that a lot of these names are just sold. Basically, it sounds like the sales just come floating over the transom. You know, there's this guy who kind of owns the company and started it, and he knows a whole lot of people, and he kind of has this inventory of names that he sort of wanders around talking to his buddies about. And every once in a while, he sells one for a bunch of money. But, you know, it doesn't sound like there's any process there. So to you, my unborn grandchildren, here's a tip, and that is if you run across an industry that's really immature, like this domain name thing, there's probably an opportunity for you, if you feel like it and you're good at it, to put together a professional sales organization for them or to sell to them, either way. I imagine that that's just part of the process of an industry maturing, that there's probably an opportunity being created. Because I'll tell you what, there aren't very many professional salespeople in this domainer crowd that I can see. The interesting thing about domainers, of course, is that we're all geeks. We hate to sell to people. You know, we'd like to sit at computers, and you know, a lot of times we're kind of not terribly social, and so we make a great target market for people. But I think what's going on here is that because we're so geeky, we don't know what to expect. We don't know what to ask for from these people who want to either sell to us or sell for us. And so the selling cycle is dysfunctional, or at least not very effective right now, because we, the geeks, aren't very good at demanding professional sales behavior out of these folks. And having never really sold anything else, in many instances, I think we often get ripped off. For example, some of these sort of non-professional sales brokerage firms charge 10, 15, 20%, which is pretty darn good commission. There are a lot of enterprise salespeople who'd like that kind of commission. And especially with these really high-end names like mine, you know, that could represent 50, 60, 80, even $100,000. Well, for $100,000, I want more than assurance that we're going to just sit at our desk and, like, wait for the phone calls to come in. I don't want people hitting the street, you know. I want them dialing that phone. You know, I can hire a contract sales gang for that kind of money and get out there and get an awful lot of noise going about my names. It just hasn't quite happened yet. So I think for those of you who are in the domain brokerage arena, one of you has the opportunity of scooping all the rest by really putting together just a professional sales force with professional sales management. I think you'd, you know, knock them dead. And for those of you, my unborn grandchildren, who are listening to this 50 years from now, it's not going to be the domain industry, but there will be something that's new that's not terribly well sold to or sold for, and maybe this will be something you can do. Anyway, that's the rant of the day, and I hope you enjoyed it. I'll see you the next time.